John and Brittany Klimstra were all ready to put a brand new solar installation on their farm. They'd done extensive site assessments, paid engineering consultants. As two former scientists who had moved back to Western North Carolina to grow apples and be close to their families, installing solar felt like a chance to both save money and live their values.
We've certainly been interested in wanting to do something like this, whether it be for our personal home or for our farm buildings, for a while, and was cost prohibitive up to this point without some type of funding.
They were awarded over $12,000 for a solar installation from the USDA's Rural Energy for America program. Currently, their electricity bills run around $400 per month, and they're hoping to save around $1,000 per year once the solar energy starts feeding back into the grid. Brittany Klimstra said they were getting ready to start in late winter or early spring.
So we were several site visits in, several engineering conversations. We've had electricians, the solar company.
Yeah.
It's been a very involved process.
We've paid essentially what was called a consultation fee to the company, the solar company that was going to do the work.
But the reimbursements haven't come.
And so now that program has been put on hold and frozen. So we're not sure if and when that will be unfrozen.
The Rural Energy for America program was created in 2008, but given an $800 million boost of additional funding by the Biden administration's Inflation Reduction Act. That boost was intended to help low-income communities get past the high initial costs of installing renewables. Across Appalachia, advocates hoped the program would address high utility costs. Heather Ransom works in marketing for Solar Hauler, a solar company that serves parts of Appalachia.
The solar industry here in Appalachia is still a baby, you know, compared to other parts of the planet and other parts of the country. And we've got really good momentum right now. We've got a lot of demand on our grid. We've got a really dirty grid. We've got skyrocketing utility rates.
$6 million worth of projects is on hold for Solar Hauler. For people in conservative, rural parts of the region, for whom climate change discussions have been politically delicate, the program helped make the case for renewables. Ransom says saving money isn't political for most people.
At the end of the day, we install just as much solar on red roofs as we do blue roofs, as we do rainbow roofs or whatever.
The Klimstras say their farm serves the community regardless of politics. They normally sell their apples to the local farmers market and to schools and hire locally. Losing funding for the solar panels, Klimstra says, will have ripple effects.
So, you know, I always kind of think of these projects as a spider web. When we take advantage, when we're able to participate in these programs, we can then turn around and put our business dollars back into the local community.
The Klimstras are still waiting to see if they can afford their solar array or if they'll get their money back. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has indicated that the freeze will be reassessed within 90 days. USDA officials told BPR that the program is still pending review. I'm Katie Myers, BPR News.